Job chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, How long will you harass my soul, and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times you have reproached me. You are not ashamed that you make yourselves strange to me. And if indeed I have erred, my error remains with myself. If indeed you will magnify yourselves against me, and plead against me my reproach. Know now that God has overthrown me, and has encircled me with his net. I cry out because of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He has fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my paths. He has stripped me of my glory, and taken the crown from my head. He has destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and my hope he has removed like a tree. He has also kindled his anger against me, and he counts me to himself as one of his enemies. His troops come together, and raise up their way against me, and encamp all around my tent. He has put my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are truly estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. Those who live in my house, and my maids, count me for a stranger, I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer, I called to him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I called for the children's sake of my own body. Yes, young children despised me, I arose, and they spoke against me. All my closest friends despised me. And those whom I loved have turned against me. My bone clings to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, my friends, because the hand of God has touched me. Why do you persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written! Oh, that they were printed in a book! That they were engraved with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever! Because I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall see, and not another, though my inward parts be consumed within me. But you should say, Why do we persecute him, since the root of the matter is found in me? Be afraid of the sword. Because wrath, anger, judgment brings the punishments of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment.